What's up, guys? Will Witt here. As you can see, I hope that this isn't too loud. I'm using a different mic setup than I usually use. I am working on a headphone microphone, so I hope that it sounds okay. You can also see that I'm wearing a snapback hat with a suit, so it's a good look. I look like I should be in a fraternity at Vanderbilt or something, but regardless, super happy to be here. If you guys see my set is different, it's because I'm actually outside of Philadelphia right now, in Pennsylvania. I was at an event tonight, which was a resounding success. You would say a resounding success, right? Yes, everyone in the room is saying a resounding success. I have some people here with me, some live viewers of the podcast today, which is very cool. Do you want to come say hi? Come say hi. Don't be nervous. This is very fun. So we have a few people here for the podcast today. You see? Come over here.
Hi, guys. It's so cool to see a podcast in action and get to speak and interact with you guys.
Thank you so much. And some other people who are here too, but they might be a little nervous. One who is actually a very good Overwatch player. If you guys know the game Overwatch, she's a champion at the game Overwatch. I haven't played too much Overwatch recently, but regardless, we got some amazing people here in Pennsylvania who are supporting PragerU, supporting freedom. And if you guys want to support PragerU, want to support freedom, the main thing that you can do is actually, August is PragerU's fundraising month. And so we are triple matching all donations this month. So that means that if you give a donation to PragerU today, that means it is going to be triple matched by a very generous donor of PragerU. So you can go to PragerU.com, Taylor. You guys see, Taylor isn't here. I'm having to do this all by myself. So obviously, I haven't been able to post in things as much to show that this podcast is even happening. We're an hour later than usual, and then I was 5 minutes late to my hour later than usual podcast, so I'm sorry about that. But remember, if you want to help keep PragerU videos free, help keep my podcast free, please consider making a tax-deductible donation at PragerU.com. All donations made this week are going to be triple matched. So really appreciate it if you guys can do that. Anyway, let's get into the news today. We got more people walking in right now. Great people in Philadelphia who actually got me this hat. Who got me this hat? It's a 1776ers hat. If you guys didn't know, Allen Iverson is my favorite basketball player of all time. So I am a huge 76ers fan. Let me just check with Taylor and make sure that he's good. Taylor, is my sound okay? Is everyone, can you guys hear this okay? And the lighting is okay? Everything's good? I want to get into talking about the stories of today and show you guys some of the videos, just some of the absolutely ridiculous stuff that has been happening today. Not just today, but last night, things that are happening in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The first thing that I want to talk about actually before that is this woman in a restaurant. Have you guys seen this video? I mean, it got like 15 million views just on the original Twitter video. Taylor said we're all good. Okay, we're all good on audio. But the original Twitter video of this lady, she's going and sitting at a restaurant, and a group of people come and start yelling at her, telling her how horrible she is. They say silence is violence just because she decides. So she's eating dinner, obviously, and she doesn't want to put her fist up for Black Lives Matter. So I want to play that video for you guys so you guys can see. Absolutely incredible. I mean, that lady at the end, the thing that I find the funniest about this is that lady at the end, she's yelling at this person. She says, aren't you a Christian? Aren't you a Christian that you should be doing this because you're a Christian? It's like, that's not what Christianity is about. Christianity isn't about going up to people and forcing them to believe what you believe in, okay? Christianity is a religion all about love. This is a dogmatism that is far beyond any sort of Judeo-Christian religion. It's a secular religion that is forcing people to bend the knee. And if you don't bend the knee, then this will actually happen. I mean, I've never seen something as crazy as this happen, that someone is coming, sitting down, and then an entire mob of people attacks them. I was talking about this with someone the other day. Well, not the other day, I guess yesterday. It's been a long time. I took a long flight yesterday and then I've been sitting around working all day today. But just like, I wish that could be me. I wish that I could be sitting at a Chipotle, which is the best restaurant in the world. I wish I could be sitting at a Chipotle and just have a group of Black Lives Matter protesters come up to me and start doing this to me. I mean, It would be the most viral clip of all time, the things that would happen when they come up and do this to me. I mean, this lady, I mean, it's super scary, though. It's like, you know, if you're not someone who's super confident or ever had to deal with these kind of things before, what are you supposed to do in a situation like that? There really is nothing you can do. I mean, it's super scary. You have these people coming and yelling you, berating you. Their voice is so much louder than yours. There's really nothing you can do. And it's like, yeah, there's nothing you can do. I mean, I don't know what else to say about it. So like, if you don't have experience in dealing with people like this and talking back to them and pushing against the hate, there's literally nothing you can do. And that's why this religion of the left is so powerful, because they get into a mob, they get into a group mentality, a slave herd mentality, and they shame anyone who doesn't agree with them. And when they're large in numbers, where you get all these people coming at one particular person, then of course they're going to continue to shame you, and there's nothing you can do. They shame you into submission. It's with all of these different causes by the left. You know, they don't care if you are actually helping black people. They don't care if you're actually going out and solving racism or trying to make communities safer or doing anything like that, or trying to make it so that young African Americans in America can get into college easier, whatever it might be. They don't care if you're doing that. They only care if you bow to them, if you bow to their agenda, you bow to their religion. That is the most important thing to them. So if you're not doing that, then it doesn't really matter what else you do. Because this lady, I heard, at least of what I heard, Taylor, I can't even say Taylor, check on this. It's like the guy on the Joe Rogan podcast saying, yo, Jamie, pull up that video. But I can't even do that with Taylor because he's not here this week. But it's like, that lady, I believe that she was at a Black Lives Matter protest before. She was actually, you know, trying to protest police brutality and stuff, but she just didn't want to put her hand up while she was eating, and then gets completely attacked. If you don't agree 100%, you could be 99%, they will destroy you. It's like for this new mini documentary you're working on about climate change, there's like this, this scientist who we talked to, who on 99% of issues, agreed with the left on climate change, but found one discrepancy when it came to wildfires in California, basically saying that wildfires in California aren't just caused by climate change, that the earth is getting so much hotter, or that, or that it's all because of man-made. It's because of the California government making it so that wildfires kept happening in the state, because they didn't clear any of the brush, they didn't do any of the delogging that they were doing before, and people were more irresponsible, and they also tried to rely on renewable energies. And so, of course, that's why the fires happened. And so this guy came to that conclusion, and then gets completely canceled. They call him racist, they call him a shill for Trump. I mean, all these horrible things, even though every single other thing that he talked about when it came to climate science, when it came to the climate debate that he was on, he agreed with the left on pretty much everything. But if you don't agree on every single thing, then you get completely ostracized. So, yeah. I just thought that video was... Uh-oh. Someone's opening a White Claw over there. You can hear it. better, as long as it's not Ruby Grapefruit, we're good. Okay, I wanted to go into one of these videos. The stuff that's been happening in Kenosha right now is obviously the main thing that everyone's talking about. I was planning on doing a TikTok today. I didn't have the time to do it because I've been running around in meetings and stuff and working on other things. But I wanted to do a TikTok where I put a blazing fire in Kenosha behind me, and then I'm in a suit and I'm like acting like a TV reporter, like from CNN. And I'm like, hey, thanks, Steve. This is a mainly peaceful protest. As you can see, this peaceful fire behind me. That's what I was going to do for the TikTok. So if anyone steals that idea, please, you can Venmo me at Will Witt. So... thank you. But let's go into some of these videos from the protests. If you guys didn't know about what happened, a guy, he was shot because of racism, apparently, is what the left is saying. But the video came out and it's actually showing a lot more. It shows that he was brawling with cops. He actually had criminal charges against him. You know, there was a warrant out for his arrest for sexual assault, among other things. This guy in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And, I mean, I had never even heard of the town Kenosha in Wisconsin before like 3 days ago, and now it's all over the news. It's all everything that anyone is talking about, and there have been some just wild videos. One of my friends was there, a guy named Elijah Schaefer. If you guys watch a podcast, you would have seen he was on, 2 weeks ago he was on the podcast along with John Doyle, but he was there interviewing some of the people and also just getting footage of just the absolute craziness, because it's really important that someone like Elijah is there, these other people who go out, because if you don't say that, it's exactly like what I was saying with that TikTok I was going to make, where it is, they claim that they're peaceful protesters. They claim that they're going out there and they are doing this for racial injustice and trying to help people and that it's about restoring their communities. It's like you're destroying your community. You are destroying businesses. You know, if you look at all the businesses right now in America that are rising in the coronavirus pandemic, you have businesses like Target and Apple and Amazon and Walmart, Home Depot, huge businesses that have the control a ton of the market, and they're rising exponentially. The amount of people who are going to their businesses is going up. But when you look at small business, I mean, 30% of small businesses are never going to be able to reopen, right? So these people are going into these cities where small businesses are trying to thrive in just the worst environment already economically possible for them, and they are going and burning it to the ground for no reason. I mean, you guys might have seen that viral photo of that sign that said Black Lives Matter on it, that a small business actually supports Black Lives Matter and they burn it anyway. It's like, what kind of stupidity is that? That you're going and burning down things with people who already agree with you. It's like, but then of course it's all virtue signaling. Like we go, like in Los Angeles where we are, PragerU and where I live and stuff, it's like, there's so many businesses that just on there, it's like there's so many businesses that just say, you know, we support Black Lives Matter, and then right under it says, please don't throw rocks through our windows. It's like, of course they're going to say they support Black Lives Matter. They don't want rocks thrown through their windows, and they don't want their businesses burned down. Regardless, I think the point that I was trying to make with this was that it's important that someone like an Elijah is out there going and showcasing what's happening there, because otherwise they will say that they're peaceful. They say that they're doing the right thing, but these are domestic terrorists. They are killing people. People are dying now in the streets. In Wisconsin, we saw, I think it was 2 people dead already. Maybe more other people have injuries and things. And I'm sure the protests, riots really, are going to continue to go on tonight and other nights in the future. I don't see any way that this is going to stop, you know. And it's the worst part about it is that these people don't wait for the evidence to actually come out. You know, they see this thing happen, this viral video comes on Twitter, and everyone starts looking at this guy getting shot, the guy Jacob Blake, and they say, oh my goodness, this is racism, and this is horrible, and it's only because white cops hate black people. And then Sean King comes out and says, let's find this cop and let's get him fired, don't let him hide from us, you know, basically threatening these people. And then the rest of the evidence comes out and shows that that's not the case, but it doesn't even matter because the damage has already been done to these cities. They're destroying them. They did the same thing in Los Angeles where I live. They did the same thing in Ferguson where crime went up. They're doing the same thing in New York where they're defunding the police and crime is going up. It's happening all over this country where this country is being destroyed from the inside out. This isn't China. Everyone, I remember a year ago when I was debating people on political stuff, and they're like, oh yeah, China's going to overthrow the U.S. or Russia's going to overthrow the U.S. as a superpower because they have this, or, you know, they run their economy this way. And it's like, America is destroying itself. In the next 5 years, I mean, a country like Ecuador is going to be better than America if we continue down the path that we're on, because we are destroying ourselves from the inside. We're rioting, we're looting, we're shutting down our economy. We're making it so that people can't live out the American dream. We're hollowing out the Midwest. I mean, there are so many things that we're doing wrong in this country that can just be fixed by common sense values, but it's not happening. I wish more people would watch Will Witt Live. If they watch my podcast, the world would be a better place. That's what I'm saying. And also, I say the number one thing that I talk about this in my speeches too, that America is becoming a godless place. We're becoming a place where secularism is a dominant religion. Leftism is a dominant religion. And I say that if every single person in America, you could even be, this is for even atheist people. I would be hard-pressed to find an atheist person out there who could look at the Ten Commandments within the Bible and say, if every single person followed the Ten Commandments within the Bible, the world would be a better place. It's almost impossible to dispute those facts that is definitely the truth. I mean, if everyone did that, the world would be a much better place. But people don't do that. They are godless, and they don't listen to the Ten Commandments. And of course, we make mistakes and things like that. But people should be striving for that. But they're not. And that's a really sad thing. And that's why we are going to see, I'm going to show you this next video of a protester, or should I say terrorist, in Kenosha, in some of the things that they said.
Tell the fucking police, tell them back! Tell them back for taking us! Tell the fucking police for taking us!
Okay, and I should have said, viewer discretion advised. I feel like an episode of Black Mirror or something. But seriously, I mean, that if you heard that lady at the beginning, she's saying to kill the police. So they went from the police are racist. This was a few months ago. They said the police are racist. And then it was defund the police. And now it's kill the police, you know? And there have been people saying that for a while now. But this is pretty mainstream stuff, because the kill the police stuff that I used to hear from the left, excuse me, had a Caesar salad before this. Caesar salad makes me gassy, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, the kill the police stuff from before was very niche, and you heard it from some people who we would consider like extremist people, you know, and it wasn't taken too seriously in the debate. But I mean, that was a very mainstream protest where something just happened and these people are coming out for a specific reason, and they're coming out and say kill the police. It's happening all over this country too. It's not just there. So it's a really scary thing that this is the dominant message. And you don't see people fighting against that. You know, I'm sure that, like, you know, there are people who go to these protests and these riots and these marches and stuff who aren't bad people, of course. You know, and a lot of these people are just, you know, they have their signs and they're not trying to cause violence or do anything bad. They believe that they're doing something good, right? And, you know, God bless those people. They're trying to do something. They just don't know any better. They're misinformed. Whatever it might be, you know, they're going and doing that. But you don't see them going up to that lady and saying, hey, like, why don't you chill out a little bit? You don't see them doing that. They hear this lady saying that, and they don't even do anything. They just let her keep saying that. Everyone's saying that. And it's like that has become the mainstream now. As we've seen over the years, since 2015, before that, but seriously, since 2015, when things started really escalating with Trump, the left has just become more and more radical every single year. Every single day, it gets more and more radical with these new things coming out, with new issues at hand, and that it's really scary. Because as the left gets more radical, I see lots of people on the right getting stronger and trying to fight against it. But also, I see this attitude on the right where it's like, you know, I'm too scared to say what I believe in, or I'm going to get in trouble if I say what I believe in. And I get that. I heard a story tonight, actually, at this event about someone who had a very horrible story about, you know, what happened when they spoke up against the left and the mainstream narrative. But I think that that's a lot of the position that a lot of people who are conservatives have taken. And that is the wrong position. If we don't stand up and say something, everywhere is going to look like Kenosha, Wisconsin. Everywhere is going to look like Los Angeles. Everywhere is going to look like New York, where they are doing these horrible things, where the city councils are destroying the cities, where protesters and domestic terrorists are coming in and destroying their own cities, burning businesses to the ground. Doesn't matter whose business it is, burning it all to the ground. And now it's killing people. People are dying in the streets because of this. And that's a truly scary thing. And that is because conservatives have been too weak to actually stand up and try and do something against it. I want to show you one more clip from this, and just it's kind of the icing on the cake, not in a good way. It's like a cake that's filled with poop that you don't want to eat. Well, hopefully you don't want to eat. Okay, here we go. Okay, so you guys can hear that. I hope you can hear it. Let me know, Taylor, if the audio is okay. Because Taylor's still watching this. He's just at home watching it, like a fan, like everyone else. Thank you, Taylor, for all the hard work. Everyone give Taylor a round of applause in the chat, and also tell me that Craig is pale, because he's still pale, like always. But yeah, that is the icing on the cake to show what this leftist movement is about. You know, it's like you go to you guys remember the State of the Union like a year and a half ago? Taylor said audio good. Cool. It's like the State of the Union like a year and a half ago, where the squad, AOC and Rashida Tlaib and all these people, they wear their white dresses and they're all trying to make a statement. And then they come out and it's like Trump is starting to chant, you know, because he loves this country. And he's like, USA, USA. And then all the squad and all them, they start chanting USA, USA too. And it's like, how can you say that? Why are you chanting USA, USA, acting like you love this country when you want to radically transform it? What do you love about this country? There's nothing that you love about this country. You want to change everything about it. You want to change its economy. You want to change the way that people live their lives. You want to change the nuclear family. You want to change the way that people run their businesses. You want to change the way that people are able to make a livelihood. I mean, there's nothing in this country that you like. If you liked it, then you wouldn't be trying to change it. So them chanting America, this is all a facade. It's a veneer of these people coming on and saying that they love this country. They say, oh, I love this country. I just think we can do better. I think we can do better as a country. And of course, there are things that we can do better. I'm not saying that America is a perfect place. I mean, I just listed a bunch of things that we're doing wrong. But you have people who fundamentally want to transform this country, saying that they love it or that they appreciate it, when they want to get rid of the First Amendment. They don't want you to speak. They want to get rid of the Second Amendment. They don't want you to be able to have the right to bear arms, to defend yourself from a tyrannical government. All sorts of different things that make America what it is, that make the American experiment what it is, and it's why it's so successful. They want to take it away. But then they claim to love America. These people who are protesting in Kenosha probably claim, they say, I love America. I just want to change it. So that's why we have to kill it, so that we can have something new. It's like, it makes absolutely no sense to me. And this is, might be kind of a tangent, but it's like the same thing when people talk about like Native Americans and how we need to give the land back to the Native Americans. I actually had a funny video where I talked to someone about this, and I said, should we give the land back to the Native? She said, yes. And I said, okay, when are we flying out? She said, I don't know. I said, pack your bags, let's go. I will fly out with you. And she's like, I don't know. It's like you actually question people on these things and they don't understand. But it's like about the same thing with the Native Americans. They claim, they say, oh no, we have to give it all back to them. And they hate America for what they did. It's like, was America worth it? That's the one question I always ask when it comes to this same thing. And with a lot of things, you know, because America has done terrible things in the past, and we can recognize that and then move forward. You know what I mean? Don't dwell on these things and try and say that America's always been a horrible racist place, because it's been free for a lot of people. But regardless, the question to ask is, America worth it? You know, for all these things that have happened, with all the good that America has done for the world. Think about it. I mean, the greatest peacekeeping organization the world has ever seen is the United States. All the technology and the culture and the influence and all of the amazing things that we've done for the world, spreading Western values, spreading Judeo-Christian values, spreading these things across the world, everything America has done, yeah, we've done some bad things, and we can recognize that and appreciate that and try and be better moving forward, which we have. We have as a country. Is America worth it? For me, I would say yes. For these leftists, they would say no, and they say we need to get rid of what we have in America so far and make an entirely new country. Make an entirely new country, something that is socialist and you don't have a gender and, I don't know, everyone's vegan. I don't know. Whatever you want to be. I don't know. You can be whatever you want in the leftist land, except for successful, because if you're successful, you're probably a conservative. So, the people in the room like that one too. They laughed. If the people in the room laugh at the things that I say, then I know I'm doing a good job. So, and just in terms of this stuff too, I will say it's also funny. The Milwaukee Bucks, I don't know if you guys saw this, but they are protesting Game 5. So they're not going and playing right now, the Milwaukee Bucks. Does anyone know who they were playing?
Magic.
They're playing Magic? Okay, they were playing the Magic. And they're not going to play. And I don't know what this means, because I just saw this right before I actually got on here. I was on Twitter for like 2 seconds and I saw this. So hopefully it means they lose the game, which would be the best case scenario, that they are going and protesting because of Jacob Blake shooting and everything, and they lose the game because of it, because they want to make a stand. So, but it's just like, it's all pandering. It's like I was talking about before with pandering and virtue signaling and social justice. They just want to make it look like they actually care about these issues. If the people in the NBA actually cared about these issues, they'd go and do something about it. They'd go to these communities and try and help them. Or rebuild the black businesses that were destroyed by the rioters. I'd like to see the players in the Milwaukee Bucks go and do that. But no, they're not going to do that. They're a bunch of losers who'd rather sit around for a political statement for their Instagram and Twitter than actually go and try and help black communities. They don't actually care. You can quote me on that. Send it to Milwaukee Bucks. Send it to Milwaukee. If they really cared, they'd actually go and do something about it. It's like the same thing with the black squares. You post your black square acting like, oh, I'm such a virtuous person. I really care about black people. You don't care about black people at all. If you cared about black people, you'd actually go and do something about it. Okay, I want to get into some questions. I don't have a whole lot of time because I'm obviously not in my studio, and we started this late, and you guys were very gracious to let me do this here. I really appreciate it. So to all the people here in Philadelphia, thank you. But someone asked what this flag is. This is a Pennsylvania flag? Okay. I don't think I've ever seen the Pennsylvania flag before in my entire life. So. Wait, what? What do the words say? Virtue, liberty, and independence. Wow, I had no idea. Is that like your slogan?
The game's just postponed, so they're not even taking a loss. The game's just postponed.
So they're they're not even taking
it. So effectively, Disney and ESPN are saying it was all for nothing, and they're just going to play it again tomorrow. So
yeah, it basically means nothing. So they're taking a stand and postponing the game. So I hope you guys can hear them in the background, but they're giving me valuable information that I'm too dumb to know before I do my podcast, obviously. So, but yeah, the game is postponed. So they're actually just doing it tomorrow. What a bunch of losers! What did the other team say?
They just play.
Yeah, they're like, let's just play. Yeah, I'm sure they are. They're in Florida. Okay, let's go into some of these questions. Nay Wright said, as a black woman, I would not have raised my fist. Nay, say nay to raising a fist, Nay. Good job. I appreciate you, Nay. Thank you. this is funny. Seth said, you look like you want to be a mix of a British schoolboy and a person who lives in a trailer park. Thank you. I really appreciate that. I'm a trailer park chap. Sharon Young in Charleston, South Carolina said, those of us who can't breathe through masks are second-class citizens, now forbidden from business, etc. What can we do to fight the mask mandates? Oh, man, that's tough. I don't actually know what you can do. Sorry, I'm not someone who's super into like knowing how you can fight against it. I mean, I want to fight against it. I'm so against having to wear your mask everywhere. Some people say it's like, oh, it's like Nazi Germany or something, having to wear my mask. Nothing like that, of course. But I mean, it is. The PragerU staff gets mad at me when I talk about mask wearing because my opinion is different than their opinion. So I can't get too into it and say how I really feel about wearing the mask. I'll just say I think a lot of it's kind of dumb, and that hopefully America gets back to normal very soon. Hashtag get Will out of Cali is trending in the comments. I'm not even in California. I'm in Pennsylvania right now. But yeah, I would like, I don't know, I actually talked about this to someone today. I think, who did I talk to this about? About California. Is that, you know, I love California. I love Los Angeles, you know, despite just how, what?
I asked you when you were going to leave California.
Oh yeah, she did. Sorry, I forget your name.
Roxy.
Roxy asked me if I was going to leave California. What did I say? Okay, yes. I said I said I'll go to Hawaii because Hawaii is the best state in the entire union. But California is not so far off. Even though I made a documentary about how much California sucks, I still love living in Los Angeles. There's so much good food and entertainment. The weather's so perfect and lots of great things to do. But there's a lot of fixing to do there as well. And so I want to be a part of that to fix it. So, yeah, I understand why you guys want me to leave. But I don't really want to go to Texas. No. Someone out there, you know, I would maybe go to Dallas, but only for a short amount of time. You know who you are, but I don't really want to go. I'd rather have someone else come to California for me. Okay, Shmuel, is that your name? How you say your name? Shmuel Sasa said, when is it time to declare martial law and bring tanks to the streets? A slippery slope. I don't know if I'm the best person to answer that question or say that I know exactly what to do. But I will say that these people are terrorists. I mean, everyone was talking about before with the protesters, and we brought in the federal troops to stop them, and everyone said, oh, it's like the Gestapo, or it's like Nazi Germany coming in and arresting people. It's so terrible. It's like these people are destroying the city. They're destroying it. They're burning down buildings and assaulting people. Why would you not send in the National Guard or whoever it might be, federal troops, to come and stop them? They're destroying the city. Bring them in, and it should be the exact same thing done in Kenosha. You need to bring people in, put a stop to this madness so that the city can go back to normal. I mean, there's a difference between going out and expressing your First Amendment right versus actually threatening or hurting someone or destroying someone's private property. But then again, the left doesn't believe in private property, so I guess they can go and destroy whatever they want. Kalila said, Will, have you watched the RNC? I did not. I watched clips of it. You know, a lot of it, I've not shaming anyone who spoke at the RNC, because a lot of people did great there. But, I've heard a lot of those things before, and I've talked to a lot of these people. Some of these people are my friends and things. So I know a lot of what's going to happen when they speak at these things. So I don't necessarily have to watch the whole thing. I just look at the clips afterwards and then watch after. But there were some great moments, some absolutely great moments, and really happy the way that it's going. So... Yeah, I thought it was really successful overall, much more successful than the DNC than it seems. Naftali. Everyone's got a weird name today. And by weird, I'm not being racist, okay? It's just different, all right? But beautiful, a beautiful name. Naftali said, do you believe we'll go to a civil war? I've answered this question before, but I think it was on like Will Wit Live episode 1. No, I don't think we're going to a civil war. I don't think that it's going to come to that. Mostly because, I mean, go on a bus or go to your university or your workplace or a restaurant and look at the people around you, you know? Are these people about to pick up a gun and go shoot someone who disagrees with them over a political opinion? It's like, of course not. Most people are just normal people who just want to live their lives, enjoy their family, go home and watch Netflix, you know, have good food, cook, you know, whatever it might be. They don't really care that much about it, you know? It's up to us, the people who do care about these things, who care about what's happening to this country, to defend the people who aren't necessarily able to always go out and know the political issues of the day. You know, it's up to us to try and make a state like California easier for everyone to live in. I mean, that's at least what I feel. I feel like it's my responsibility to make it a better place for other people. Even if these people never know my name, they never know Will Witt, they never know PragerU, but they know that I'm someone who influenced people and influenced things in California to make it better for you to start a business or to make your life better or to make it easier just to have a family. They don't have to know my name, but as long as that happens and it makes people's lives better, I'm happy with what I'm doing. So, regardless, it's kind of a tangent of what I was answering. But regardless, I don't think there's going to be a civil war. I think people are going to be just fine. And most people don't care enough to actually go out there and do something. Of course, there are terrible people who are willing to go pick up arms, and that's on the far right and the far left. But, you know, they'll go duke it out and, I don't know, send them to Nebraska or something. And then, you know, the rest of us will be fine. All right, I'm going to do, let's see. Hyonkim Goose. Nice. Said, Will, do you like reptiles? What's not to like? They're pretty cool, I guess. Ansley said, I hear Taylor's hot. Is that true? No. Taylor's very ugly. That's why you guys can't see him. You have a question?
Yes.
Sorry, but wait. Taylor's a good-looking guy. I really like Taylor, and he's hot for a man. No homo. Okay. What do I think of the prison system? Okay, so a girl here sitting down asked, what do I think of the prison system? There's a lot to go into with the prison system. I'm not necessarily the best person to ask about this, but I do think that people go to jail too much. I think that a lot of the laws, it is a for-profit system in a lot of ways, and people can actually make money off of people going to jail, which I think is a sad thing, that that's the way that it is for a lot of people. But then again, I mean, Like some of the things that suck, it's like that we have illegal immigrants that come into this country, they commit crimes, and then they go into jail in this country, and it's like instead of sending them back, we keep them in jail in America, so then our taxpayer dollars are paying for these people to remain in jail. And it's like that's a broken system. That's not something that we should be spending our taxpayer dollars on, you know? So, again, I'm not the best person to answer this, but there is a lot of PragerU videos and things about this whole system that I would recommend checking out that will say much better than I will. Any of you other guys got any questions for me? Anything else? No? You?
Me?
Yeah? Uh-huh. Any questions? No? Okay. Well, everyone, I appreciate you tuning in for this low-budget podcast. Will Witt Live, more like Will Witt low-budget. Anyway, appreciate you guys coming in. Remember, if you like this podcast, rate it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, please. I also read all the comments. If you guys want to leave something nice on there, I really appreciate it. It helps so that more people can see. I actually just got an email the other day that showed that Will Witt Live on Apple Podcasts is trending. It means it's charting. That means that people are watching, people are listening to this podcast, even though it's just a gray wall and a Pennsylvania flag. People are watching and it's trending. So thank you guys so much for all the support on there and subscribing and downloading. It really means a lot. And remember also, triple match for PragerU this week only. If you go and you go to our website, prageru.com/donate, and you give any amount of money, it's going to be triple matched by the end of this week. So tell your friends, tell your mom, tell your grandma, tell your rich friends too. And please help us out. Help us keep our videos free. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you next Wednesday at the normal time. Finally, 4 p.m. PST, 7 p.m. Eastern, after 3 weeks of odd times, finally going to be back at the normal time. It's like there's not a normal time anymore anyway. So anyway, guys, thank you. Stay strong out there. Appreciate you.